Good morning, everyone. Be still, my soul. Did you ever stop to think about to really read, listen to the words of that song? God's talking to you in that song. As you get up this morning, some of us get up early and go out. You ever think that this is a special day? Whether you're a child of God or not, this is the first day of your future life. Today is a day to start. It can be the future if you become a child of His. Reading an article in a magazine a while back, had this title, "You Are Special." It made me think. It was a caption of an advertisement to get people to go to a college. You're special. But you are. You're special to God. Each and every one of you are special to God. I discussed in our class this morning in the back how different people are. But each one and their attitudes, their contribution is special to God. Each one has a special talent different from the other. I've always said if we was all alike, it'd be a strange world. You wouldn't want to be like me. You is a second, and if you study English, it says it's a second person pronoun used to show what you are when it's addressed by the speaker. You might think, ask how you are special. You ever stop to think there's nobody like you? God created each one of us individually. We got on that in class this morning. Everyone's different. God created one. You're the only one. The only one who thinks the way you do. The only one who reacts the way you do. You may think it's the same as somebody else, but it's not. You are special to God. You know, no one can take your place in your family. You may be a part of it, but you're special. You're different. In God's sight, you're different. In your family relationship, you're special. You're a part of it, but you're still special. You're an individual. Your husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, grandfather, grandson, granddaughter. It goes on down the line, but you're still special. You're a part of it, but you're still special. You're only a part of it. Everything, you ever stop to think? You probably met people in businesses and workplaces. Never smile. You always consider to be a grouch. You know, I'm one guy that can't be that way. You know, smile or words, something to brighten someone's day. You can smile and get somebody to smile back at you. It might brighten their day. You're special when you do that. With God's help. A word to cheer somebody up is special. Just a comforting hand laid on the shoulder sometimes is special to somebody that's suffering. It may be all they need to encourage them to go on. Just touching them. Or a helping hand to help somebody something they need done. You're special to your family and to the world you live in and to the God's church. You are special. You may not think so, but you stop to realize that you are special, especially to God. You're special inside of God, and He loves each and every one of you. In Hebrews 12:9, He is the Father of your spirit. Stop to think about that. He loves you enough that He's the Father of it. James 1:17, He's the giver of good gifts. The abilities we have. We have different abilities, different things we can do. I've been asked why I don't lead songs. Well, I'm tone deaf, and if you line me up again in fire and start to tell me how to lead songs, you just have to shoot me because I can't do it. Every note sounds alike to me. You can blow a pitch pipe, I can tell a different elevation, but it all sounds alike. I don't hear no difference in any of it. But every man has a different ability. We all have different abilities, things we can do. You're special to God in that ability. And that's what God wants us to use, that ability to help His Word. To help our souls for that road to heaven, day of judgment. In Isaiah 59, first two verses, when you sin, if you sin and separate yourself from God, God gives you your special. He gives you a way back. You know what He did when you sinned against God? He provided the perfect sacrifice, His Son. That's how special each of you are. He gave you a Son that all mankind has the opportunity to be saved. That's pretty special. And He invites each of us to come to that point to receive forgiveness of our sins through Christ. John 5:3 says, 1 John 5:3, if you love God, you will keep His commandments. You're that special in His sight. Because you can become a special people of chosen generation, priesthood, a holy nation in God's sight. That's one that Christ gave Himself, that each of us has that opportunity. Yes, if you're a Christian, you are special in God's sight. Very special. That's why we all that are Christians want each and every one of our family to become a Christian, because that makes you special in God's sight. You're part of His family. Because He bought you with a price. Christ died upon that cross, that through Him each of us has an opportunity for eternal life. This country's been in numerous wars, still in wars. Numerous men and women die to keep this country free. From tyranny. But Christ, because His Father wanted Him to, gave His life that every man, woman, and child has an opportunity for eternal life. That makes you very special in God's sight. Very special. So we should glorify God in our body and be straightly with Him. In our spirit, which is God's, 1 Corinthians 6:20. It's really God's working in us, not us. You stop to think about that? If we let Him, it's Him working through us, not what we're doing. So many people take credit for everything they do. I cannot. Because I have had things happen. I'll leave one thought with you. Trucking, I have pulled out of accidents. Did the right thing at the right time. It wasn't my ability. I don't know how I did it or why I did it. God had to be showing me what to do at the right time. Because He had more use for me on this earth than I. So you think about that. How special we are to God to be used to help His word upon this earth. Yes, each and every Christian is a special person to God. Very special. Do you ever stop to think that nobody can take your place in God's sight? You may think you don't amount to much, but to God you do. You are special, and nobody can take your place. He loves each and every one that much. People don't think about that. They take that for granted, or don't even think about it, that you're that special, and God loves each one that much. Because nobody can take your place in God's sight. You ever stop to think that there are things that you can say or do that will never be said or done by anybody else in this world between you and God? You may not think so, but there is. There's people you can talk to and be kind to and help, but nobody else will do. It may seem trivial to you, but to God and the person you're helping, it may seem to be a big thing. That's why you're so special, each and every one. Words of praise or thanksgiving to God, thanking Him for what He's helped, makes you special. We don't spend a lot of time in worship most of the time. But you can talk to God any time of the day. I get irritated. My wife will tell you, I get irritated. I call up someplace and I get this stupid answering machine. And all you get is a machine to talk to. I won't leave a message. I usually hang up. It irritates me. Do you know you never get that busy signal or that answering machine you talk to God? You're that special. He doesn't put you on hold. Doesn't have to talk to a machine. You talk to God. That's what makes it so great. Makes us so special in His sight that we can talk to Him. No matter where you're at or what you're doing. My wife will tell you, I've said a lot of prayers to God looking through the windshield of a truck. You can do a lot of talking to Him going down the road. So you are special if you let Him help you. And He will. You ever stop to think also that praise that God will never hear if you don't give it to Him? You're that special? Praise from you will not be given by somebody else. You're the only one that can praise God in your own words, in your own heart and mind. That's why you're so special to Him. If you don't, He'll never hear those words. Not from somebody else. They come strictly from you. Remember, he seeks you to worship him. John 4:23. He wants you to worship him, to follow him. That's why you're so special to him. Because then if you are a Christian, now you are special to Christ. Stop to think about that. Christ died for each of us. That makes us special to him. Not just somebody dying out here, like an old age that died and had a funeral for him. No, he died specially to give each one an opportunity for eternal life. The 25th chapter of Matthew comes up with this. He has no hands but our hands to minister unto those in need. No one but us to spread his word, to be special for him. That's one reason we're so special to him. Because no lips but ours to spread his word. He depends upon us as disciples to spread his word to all mankind. First Corinthians 9 is stated, made all things to all men, that we might by all means save some. All means save some. You know, we're so special to God that he wants us to be a shining light to the world. Someplace out there may be a soul that's lost without hope. You don't realize what some kind word or some good deed might turn somebody around to Christ before it's everlasting too late. I've seen this happen. Just some little kind deed made somebody stop and think to change their ways. It don't seem like much, but it doesn't have to be a lot. So let your light shine among men, Scripture tells us, that they may see your good works and glorify their Father which is in heaven. I'm as guilty as this of anyone. So many times we think, well, I'm not capable of doing this at this time to somebody, but a kind word, a kind gesture, a helping hand makes you a special in the sight of God to do his work. It doesn't take no big show, big deal. Yes, you are special. And in God's house, there's nobody like you. Never will be again. Nobody can take your place. It's just like if I set an empty chair here. Christ could be sitting in that chair today, watching over us. We're that special. You may never stop to think about that, but I do. An empty chair here. He is in this room with us today. You don't see him, but his presence is here. Whatever abilities we have, you know, nobody can do that for you, what you are able of doing, capable of doing. God in Christ loves each of us so much, and he wants to say one statement to you come the day of judgment. Come, ye blessed. So my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. That's why we're so special to him. He wants us to be there with him in eternity. But to hear those words, you have to make one do a few things. You must love God and keep his commandments. If you're not a child of his today, think about that. You're still special in His sight. That's why He wants you to become His child. Think about that, that what He can do for you and do with you, and He will help you. Do you ever wonder what God, if God cares about what happens to you? Read Jeremiah 29:11. I'm not going to read it for you, but just read, go back in the book of Jeremiah if you want to think God cares about what happens to you. He does. That's why He wants, you're so special, He wants everybody to be His child before the day of judgment comes. If you ever feel like giving up in life, you're special. God will help you. Back in the book of Joshua and the book of Galatians, there's articles about giving up. You're so special, God doesn't want you to give up. So we'll ask you this today. If there's someone outside of His realm of safety today, you're that special. He desires that you become His child. That you might repent of any past wrongdoings. Be baptized. Become His child. It's not a big show. But you're that special to Him that He wants you to be part of His life. Think about that this day. Because tomorrow may not get here. I remember at 20 years old, we talked in class 20. I never thought about dying at 20 years old in the military. I never thought a word to think about it. But the older I get, you realize life is short. Life is not permanent. But we might not be here tomorrow. So now is the time to make ourselves right with Him because we are that special. If you feel you need to become a child of His, we ask you to come forward as the song is sung. And if you feel you might have stumbled and need correction and help, we're all here willingly to help you because you're that special. We'll offer gospel invitation at this time.